It's time for high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Tonight's live coverage is brought to you by
Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Omni, The Brokerage House, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Jackson Public Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Kelly Express Mart, Performance Automotive Northwest, Grimes Plumbing, Blue Ox Credit Union, Will Be Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, AeroQuip Credit Union, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau Jenkins Insurance Agency, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Trips Collision Center, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Treating, King's Equipment, and Double Chiropractic.
High school football is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. 5 FM.
Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here at Lumen Christi High School, and excited to be here. Another fine matchup of high school football teams here between the Lumen Christi Titans and the Dearborn Divine Child Falcons. And we're pushing toward game time. Marching band getting ready to take the field and put on their performance. And Brian, it's another lovely weather night for high school football. We've been blessed with that, and I'll knock on a little wood up here just to say, hey, let's keep it going like this the rest of the way.
Yeah, and that weather, Steve, is leading me to two words. Excitement. Wait, that's a one word. But,
two
hey,
syllables.
between you, got, you, me, the fans, the players, the student section decked out in country western garb, and how about the birthday boy, Theo Nezalese? His second birthday. You know he's excited. I promise you that.
Yeah. Yeah. There's probably some cake and ice cream happening, and boy, just a really good high school football matchup. Again, we'll talk about that coming up. Lumen Christi Titans coming in after a win last week. Big win, easy win almost. U of D Jesuit High School, 41-6, the final in that one. Lumen led all the way and took one home, did what Lumen Christi does against teams they should beat. Or, you know, that's just a matchup where they should win it. They went and took care of business. Now they come back with another tough one. We saw them here at their loss to Grand Rapids Catholic Central, 28-14 in our last visit to this press box. And they rebounded and got the win. Tough schedule all the way through for Lumen Christi, as usual. But this year feels even a little extra. They did get another win that we were here for, Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. And that was a 54-34 win in another tough matchup. So up and down season for Lumen. But, you know, this is all really for them preparation for tough matchups later on.
Yeah, well, if you want to prepare with a tough matchup, here you go. I mean, we are talking stingy. Yep. The Child not allowing a point yet this season, Steve.
Exactly. That's crazy. So the Titans 2-2, number 3 in Division 6, number 3 in D4 for Divine Child, as you mentioned. Undefeated, unscored upon on the season. The Dearborn Divine Child Falcons coming off a 38-0 shutout of Detroit Country Day last week. We were getting those score updates during our broadcast, but they've beaten Ypsilanti, who we just saw beat Jackson last week. They've beaten Lake Fenton and Detroit Mumford as well, and 0 points on the scoreboard for their opponents all season long, and that's pretty spectacular, regardless of who you're playing against. No, yeah. Garbage touchdowns, no fluky turnovers, nothing.
And I was told by one of the coaches they've averaged 5 passing touchdowns a game on offense. So, you know, like you said, I don't care who you're playing. If you're throwing out those statistics, and yet number 3, I want to know who's 1 and 2.
Right.
And what are they doing to people?
Yeah, this is just a wild high school football season up to this point. More wildness expected tonight. Last season, Lumen Christi shut out Divine Child 35-0, so they know a thing or two about keeping their opponents scoreless. In the all-time series, Lumen Christi leads it 6-3. Divine Child would like to make that a little closer to even tonight, coming in here unbeaten on the road against a good Lumen Christi Titan team. Let's go ahead and take a 3-minute commercial break. When we come back, we'll continue our pregame coverage, Titans and Falcons, here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
We can all think of a successful business, and we know that those businesses have a comprehensive plan. Let County National Bank Wealth Management help you put together a comprehensive plan for your life. Whether that's leaving money to children or to a charity or traveling wherever you want, come meet with us and we can help you plan, prepare, and prosper throughout your life.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers, chainsaws, and trimmers from Steel. Tractors from John Deere. And get your lawnmower and tractor winterized. Don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road, across from Meijer. PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Boyle Brian Haynes on the pregame as the Lima Christi Titan team comes out of the tunnel, getting ready to break through the banner and make their way onto the field. I like that tradition here for Lewin. They break one every time they come out, and it's pretty cool. Gets the crowd fired up and ready to go, Brian.
And I'm always excited just to make sure that they make it through it, because sometimes you've seen those video fails where the banner's stronger than the football
yeah.
banner. But I do think they must have it kind of snipped in the middle, because that always comes out pretty easily.
It's like Hulk Hogan pre-cutting that shirt when he rips it off. It's ready to rip.
Oh, boy.
Divine Child coming in right behind, a little less fanfare, but their crowd is pretty good size for coming all the way from the east side of the state. And this is a good Dearborn Divine Child team with a good legacy. Of course, Aiden Hutchinson's alma mater, Dearborn Divine Child. Of course, he just had a big game against Baltimore, helped the Lions get the win. Don't forget, you can catch the Lions this Sunday, actually, on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, shifted over to the other station because that Tigers game, the final game of the year on Sunday, we didn't want to risk overlapping because who knows, that might have playoff implications. So we're going to hear that both games in full on our two stations here on McKibben Media Group. Just a note here during the broadcast.
Tigers on fire right now. They won one in a row.
One in a row. Gosh, I hope they're able to turn that into a few in a row. They need the magic numbers, too, to guarantee a playoff spot. And as we head toward the anthem here for the pregame, we'll get the kickoff going soon. Let's go ahead and take a 3-minute commercial break, and we'll be back with the kickoff on WKHM.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $3,500. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
It's that time of year. You're freezing in the morning, but having a heat stroke by the afternoon. Beat the heat during the day and stay cozy during the chilly night with Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana authorized dealer. Aspen provides fast, reliable repair services to get your heating and cooling back up and running. And consider a new high-efficiency Amana system to reduce those energy bills. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, enjoy $1.99 pizza slices and grab a two-topping pizza for $13.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Haley Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Haley Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Haley Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the pregame. This game, as all of our games this season, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. A little extra shout-out. Some perks for being in the broadcast booth here, and that is a free hat with the Flex Fit from Murphy's Mow and Snow. So thank you to Murphy's Mow and Snow for the hat. Although they said they're pretty booked up. You can try. But they're going to be busy this year, I think.
Right now, though, mowing isn't really a thing. The grass isn't really growing too much, is it? Snowing's definitely not a thing.
That's true. Let's keep that at bay as long as we can. Bloom and Christie Titans set to kick off. Deep to return for a Divine Child. Rayshawn Thomas. Looks like over on the other side there we've got Marcelo Vitti, and I remember him from last year. They had a couple of good players that are sticking around. They were just youngsters, and he breaks a tackle. Beattie's got it up to the 50, up the sideline, breaks a tackle there, but steps out of bounds, and a nice return for Divine Child. The Falcons will start in Lumen Christie territory, and that is, again, Marcelo Vitti on the return.
It did not take Vitti long to have to spotlight him, and he is a Iowa commit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
a couple D1 commits for this Divine Child team.
Easy to see. They've been unscored upon and 4-0 at this point in the year. Great field position to start this official spot at the 45 on the Titan half of the field. 11:51 to go first quarter. And the offense on the field now for the Falcons. Out of the shotgun, back to throw. The lefty QB drops it out to the 40-yard line, hitting out of bounds, doesn't go down. And that was Thomas with the catch and the throw. Julian Hernandez. Excuse me, that is not correct. Why don't we have a number 9?
Yeah, that's definitely
the one
number 9.
Yeah.
We got a mystery, man. That's where we just call him whatever name we decide to.
Yeah, but it's kind of vital that we get the QB. Drew Sheridan, I believe, is our QB out there. Couple fakes, hands off on second down, and they're going to lose 2 yards on the play. So there's the Titan defense making their presence felt. We're not going to be pushovers like some of these other teams you've played. Third down and 6 for Divine Child from the 41. Yeah, Linda Christie, big play here.
That was Antoine Baker wrapping him up first. He got a little help from his friends, but Antoine kind of bear hugged him and held him. What do you think, 2 plays still, though, for this squad?
It kind of feels like it, especially depending on what happens here. Out of a shotgun, tight formation, but trip receivers to the left looking to throw. The lefty lets one go, one-on-one on the sideline. Throw is out, and a little too long. Pass to striding Marcelo Vitti, incomplete. That'll bring up 3rd and 6 now. And we do see a personnel change, so we may get a punt here.
That kind of surprised me here on the Lumen 41. I mean, how much yards are they really going to gain from this?
We'll see. Maybe they drop something. Well, this punter may have some skills that we're about to see unleashed.
That, when you have a defense that hadn't allowed a point in the season, you might feel like, okay, we pin him inside the 20. We'll let the D get it right back for us.
He's standing on the Divine Child side of the field, 46. Snap is a little low, picks it up, lets it go, and it's good high and spiraling and takes a bounce toward the end zone. And did they keep it out? No, touchback. That was very close to being a tremendous play at the goal line. And Titans will get it at the 20 after the touchback, 1st and 10 for Lumen Christie. 10:21 to play first quarter, and the defense held its own on the first possession.
Yeah, I was about to have to eat my own words saying how smart that punt was when it looked like that might get down to about the 1.
Titan offense we've seen be dynamic at times. Benny Gaston, the QB. Breaks the huddle. Back on the field, Wes Learned after a knee issue a couple weeks ago. Good to see him out running routes again. In motion, they hand off on first down to the left side of the formation. And swallowed up at the line of scrimmage. Nowhere to go for Paul Sattler on first down.
Yeah, you talked about Learn, Steve. Last time we were here, I think he went down. I did talk to a couple guys that I thought would be in the know. They said it turned out to just be a little kind of a deep thigh kind of bruise.
Contusion.
Injury. Yeah. So, hey, you'll take that.
No doubt. I talked to somebody who I know is in the know, and it was a little. They were seemed optimistic, even that weekend after that. But they did do all the procedures, and thank goodness they found it was nothing serious. And Wes Learned back on the field for the Titans. Snap goes to Sattler directly.
Yeah,
I like that move, and he gets about 3 on the carry. So we're gonna get 3rd and about 6 here for the Titans. From their own 24-yard line, just past the 24.
You know, it's funny, Lumen has that just, you know, staple of plays they run and always run it well, but they always throw in a couple little twists.
Yeah.
And there was a different one for us this year, the direct snap right to Sattler.
That wrinkle always seems to come at the right time. I think they threw that out early. That always feels to me like it's setting up for something even different later. And Gaston under center. So single back of Sattler rolling out the inside handoff to Sattler. Fooled everybody on his feet. Got the first down. Now to the sideline at the 40. Out of bounds at the 47-yard line. Great play call for the Titans. We've seen that one before. Kind of fake the bootleg and inside handoff to the running back. Sattler rambles ahead out to the 47-yard line. 1st and 10 for the Titans. Put on a 48. Good spot. And near midfield now, Lumen Christie offense with 8:42 to play in the first quarter of a scoreless game against Dearborn Divine Child.
It's funny, when I talked about their little wrinkles, that's the exact play that kind of comes to my mind. And they ran that a couple times last game that we were here, both very successfully.
Mm-hmm.
They must run it well because teams have to know that's coming, and they don't stop it.
Jet sweep coming across the formation, breaks a tackle in the backfield. Now Shant still on his feet to the 40, to the 30, taken down at the 28-yard line. Kind of a jet sweep play there to Tommy King. Where's my number?
Number 8?
Johnny Walter, excuse me, coming across and making that play. Thanks for the point out there, Brian. And again, well blocked. Great play call. Johnny Walters did part of it because there was somebody at his ankles in the backfield, but he shrugged that one off. Takes it down to the 29. First and 10 for the Titans now in Falcons territory. Titans would love to be the first ones to put points up against this Dearborn Divine Child team after beating them 35-0 last season. Under 8 to play in the first, and they hand off to Sattler. Bounces out to the right side off the tackle. That's some strong running there. He'll take it down to the 26 on first down, second and 7.
If you're going to be the first ones to put some points on, why not just do it your first drive?
Yeah.
To end the suspense and end the streak.
Clock at 7:33 here in the first quarter. Our game brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Thanks to Mark Konopacki and the team being on board throughout the regular season and the playoffs this year, along with Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Gaston comes down. Looked like it was going to be I for him, but Walters jumps over to a wing spot. They give to Sattler to the left side of the formation. Bounces outside, stays on his feet. Nice tackle coming up from Vitti. And they're going to get that out about 4 yards. We'll call it 4 yards shy of the first down marker. Third down for the Titans. The clock runs inside of 7 minutes in our opening quarter.
Boy, that play looked like Sattler had some running room, but that's how you get an Iowa offer. That tackle that Vitti just made. He came shooting out of nowhere to make that tackle.
Yep, speed, good tackle in the open field against a running back that we've seen break tackles. Paul Sattler runs strong.
Yeah.
Sure tackling. 6:35 now, and third down play again for Lumen Christie out of a shotgun. Gaston with two in the backfield. Sattler rolls out. They give it to Gatewood. He's going to bounce it outside. He's got a chance at the first down marker. I think he got there. Down to about the 17-yard line is a first down, and another nice play pitched out to Aiden Gatewood, the freshman out of the running backfield, and he's going to take it for the first down, and Titans keep the chains moving.
And boy, Steve, that was well blocked because that was a little slow developing play and a little pitch outside, and against a defense that hasn't allowed a point, you can expect guys kind of working their way through, but yeah. Lumen Christie doing a great job on the blocking there.
It's first drive for the Titans. Has taken up a lot of clock, and they've marched quite a distance now, flipping the field inside the 20. Red zone touch for the Titans, first and 10. Play action fake to Sattler. Watch Gaston slip a defender and take it to the corner. Going to take it down to the 6-yard line before he goes out of bounds. Great play fake by Gaston, hiding that football on his hip and even sidestepped a defender. I'm not sure that defender knew he had the football.
I'm pretty sure he didn't. And there's another little wrinkle. They're letting it all out early, and why not?
First and goal, Titans. Nice gain on first down for Lumen Christie from the 6. 5:54, the clock stops with Gaston running out of bounds. And a great offensive set here for the Titans. Of course, innovative play calling, but running it as they do efficiently. Now we got two receivers to the right for Gaston. I form goes to Sattler. He has to bounce past the defender, and he'll get hit at the 4-yard line and taken down. That'll be second and goal from the 4.
Yeah, was that Vitti again? First one there?
Might have been.
I think it was. Yeah, Lumen Christie has to pay this one off here. The way I see it, they have 3 plays to get 5 yards, and that's usually a gimme for them.
Yeah, and really, 3 plays to get 4 yards. They're on the 4. And that's the butt part of the football on the 4-yard line, so they're inside of that 4. And the clock down to 5:20, 14 on the play clock as they come to the line. Gaston under center. Walters, the fullback, to give us to Sattler. Sidesteps the defense, dragging some defenders. They're going to stop him short of the goal line inside the 1, though. And it'll be third and goal from there for Lumen Christie. Nice, strong run there by Sattler as he was nearly hit right at the line of scrimmage, but able to drag a couple yards with Falcons on his back.
Steve, I always like to look at the lines in the offensive and defensive line and see who's kind of getting the push. Right now, Lumen's offensive line kind of pushing Divine Child.
And again, that Sandler's got great vision, as we've mentioned, so he, you know, if there is some penetration at some point on the line, he's able to get by it pretty quickly. And they go with Gaston, and the QB keep takes it into the end zone, and the Falcons are no longer unscored upon. 6-0 Lumen Christi. Touchdowns this season brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Lumen Christi's on the board with an extra point attempt coming. 4:31 to play in a 6-0 Lumen Christi.
Tammy and Rich watching from their porch looking for the balloons, and yeah, they're out. They're out.
Extra point is up. Good. 7-0 Titans. 30-second commercial break, and the Falcons will get the football back when we return on WKHM.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Rico. Titans getting set to kick off. Anthony Wetzel with the football teed up. 4:31 to play first quarter, 7-0 Titans. Coverage brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Also, Aeroquip Credit Union. It kicks a little bit of a liner, fielded at the 11-yard line. And out to the 25, and upended there. A crew of Titans taking down the ball carrier on that one. And on the return, I've got Gianni Loganic.
All right, and I'm going to give tackle to Owen Powers.
All right. We'll see. I don't think I said that kid's name right, but that's first and 10 at the 25-and-a-half-yard line. 4:25 to play first quarter, 7-0 Titans. We know that they're going to throw it around a little bit. And Drew Sheridan, the lefty, out of the shotgun here. Hands off on first down. Nowhere to go for the Titans. Defensive line right in his grill. He gets a yard, nothing more, 2nd and 9.
Yeah, and defensive line there bowing up as well.
Yeah, that inside of the line is not accessible right now. Rayshon Thomas on the carry. Stop for no gain. No, excuse me. Different ball carrier, and I mistook him. Andre Davis Jr. in the backfield now. Sheridan, play fake, looking to throw. Now steps up, spinning away from the defense. Broke a tackle at the line. Sheridan in the open field. And he was not looking for contact. Got hit pretty well at the line to gain, but got enough for the first down and really broke away from three tacklers, spun away. Nice job to stay on your feet for Sheridan. Gets the first down for the Falcons at the 39.
Hey, you talk about the three tacklers. You almost wonder if the tacklers didn't kind of hurt each other by being so many of them, just kind of hit each other, and Sheridan broke out of there. Marion Clay finally brings him down.
A pile of folks back there all after Sheridan. And he was able to slip away. That won't happen often. 39-yard line for first and 10. Sheridan in the backfield. Shotgun again. Two receivers to his right. He rolls left. Pitches out. Room to run for the running back. Out to the 50. Inside Lumen territory. Across the 45. And looking for the spot is at the 42. Beattie on the carry on the pitch out. And that's going to be first down in a big gain for the Falcons.
And last time we were here, Sean Walecki made a lot of tackles. There's his first of the night. We'll be calling his name a few times, I imagine.
First and 10, Falcons trailing 7-0. 2:56 and counting down here in our first quarter of football action. Sheridan in the shotgun. Empty backfield on this play. Now coming across the formation, Beattie. He gives it to him. Beattie tries to cut it back, but the Lumen Christi Titans set the edge well. Bring him down for little or no gain, and the flag comes in at the end of the play. Looks like maybe a hold. That is the call. So we'll count off 10 yards here.
Steve, I see in the big game in the Cascades Conference tonight, Michigan Center and Leslie both undefeated. Leslie taking an early 6-0 lead after a Michigan Center interception.
So back onto the Falcons side of the field here, first and 20. Sheard in the backfield, waiting for the snap. Four receivers forming. He's looking to throw, looking left. Lets it go to the sideline. Caught there. Breaks a tackle. 40, 35. Slips it inside to the 30. Tackle from behind and brought down at the 25-yard line. Nice bit of run after catch on the reception there for Antonio Solares Vide. First down.
Yeah, he juked out the first Titan defender, that's for sure.
A lot of Vides in this one. And they've all been making plays out here so far. 2:19 to play in the first. 7-0 Titans, but the Falcons are marching.
That was Nolan Huff coming from behind, making a good hustle tackle. Not giving up on the play.
Two receivers to the left now for Sheridan. Beatty in the backfield. Quick out to the receiver on the left. Makes a jab step. Bounces it outside. Takes it down to the 15. Close to the line to gain. No. Yeah. They're going to call it short by about a yard. Second and one. Inside the 20 now for the Falcons. And that one was Giancarlo Vitti making the reception.
That was Walicki there with the tackle again.
So it's at the 17-yard line. Second and it's got two on the scoreboard. That's a little less than two. Sheridan takes, looking to throw. Looking right. Now under pressure. Bounced off a couple guys. They still escape. Get it away to Vitti. He's going to make a beeline for the corner of the end zone. Not quite. Looking for that line to gain. Gets past it down to about the 11. And Beattie's brought down. But a nice play. Again, Sheridan able to escape some pressure and make something positive happen.
Yeah, not only the original escape, but then as he's getting wrapped up, having the presence of mind to just kind of flip it over to Beattie. That's some poise by a sophomore right there. He
no
did
doubt.
Start. He started starting about halfway through the season last year as a freshman. He looks good. Lefty.
Yeah, 82 seconds left in the first quarter. 7-0 Titans, but the Falcons' drive continues. Coming across the formation, Giancarlo Vitti and Sheridan, no escape there, brought down for no gain. Well, option play. Quarterback decided to keep it. Wrong decision in that moment.
In my quest to never lie to our listeners, I said we'd be saying Walicki's name a lot. There's Walicki again. And I'm not just making that up.
Yeah. 12-yard line, second and 10 for the Falcons. This would be a nice chance for the Titans to toughen up, hold them to nothing, really. I mean, I don't know what their kicking game is like. They're going to go wide here with two receivers far left and one coming across. Sheridan looking left. He's going to throw it, leave it short for the intended receiver on the play, Rayshon Thomas. That looked short just from the get-go, like he didn't throw it all he wanted to. I think when he looked up and saw Thomas was actually covered pretty well.
Yeah, he that was probably supposed to be a three-step drop, and it was like two and a half. He just wasn't set.
Yep, and like I said, I think you expect to look up and see Thomas running kind of free, and the Titans with good coverage there. Third down and 10. 32 seconds to play first quarter. Clock stopped on the incomplete pass, so they'll have to run a play here. Third and 10, Sheridan. Now with three receivers to his left, one to the right. He's kind of gone whatever direction he looks at initially when he goes back. We're down to five on the play clock. Four, three, two, snaps, looking right. Pump fakes, now lets it go up in the air. And he goes up to catch, looking for the call. He caught it, but I thought he was out of bounds. Yeah. So did the players.
Oh.
Incomplete is the call. The throw was there. The coverage was there for Clay. The receiver went up and caught it, but Clay knew he had the sideline as an extra defender over there and out of bounds.
Yeah, Clay did a kind of a good job while he was in the air, kind of escorting him out, which is legal. We do have a field goal attempt.
Field goal attempt. We don't get a lot of these in our games. A lot of four down plays in this zone. You can see why. Gets that kick up and nails it. Field goal. And let's see. That was on the 12. Anyway, I'll give you a field goal distance. No touchdown on that one. But 7-3, Titans keeping them out of the end zone. We'll take a 30-second break, and they'll kick it off to Lumen Christi when we come back on WKHM.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Kick down to the 26, recovered by the Titans, and that's where they'll take over. 15 seconds on the first quarter clock here. Lumen Christi leads at 7-3, get the football back, and this one going about the way we anticipated, Brian. You expect both teams to kind of come out and have move the football a little bit. Titans defense has just stood up a couple times when they really needed to and got stops. The offense, however, really looked great on that first drive. The play calling was efficient and no negative plays. And yeah. I think that's always something that we look to see. None of those pre-snap penalties or mistakes, mental errors. Titans come out shotgun for Gaston looking to throw, and he goes right in the middle of the field there in the slot. Wes Learned making the catch and taking it out to the 30. Good to see Wes get involved, and they're going to put it up to the 31, second down and 5.
Gaston showing off a little dart arm right there, quick.
Yeah, that looked more like a throw to first than a throw to first receiver. Gaston showing the baseball style arm. 7-3, Titans lead at the end of 1 60-second breaks, and we'll get the second quarter coming up. Brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. 60-second break.
At County National Bank, your financial goals are our priority. The CMB Mortgage Team offers personalized service, connecting you directly with CMB loan officers for expert guidance.
We are committed to helping you choose the right loan, ensuring you make informed decisions that fit your budget. At CMB, we minimize your risks so you can confidently achieve your homeownership goals.
Experience the County National Bank difference. Find a list of our locations online at cmbb.bank.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Gaston under center, hands off to Gatewood. Or is that Clay?
I think that was Gatewood.
Gatewood, yep. Bouncing around for a second. Gatewood looked bigger to me before, but now I like seeing him in the backfield a little more frequently after the way he ran in his first few games. He's definitely earned some extra carries. So on second down and 5, it's now third down and 5. No gain.
I feel like usually when we see Gatewood success, he's usually bouncing it outside. That one trying to go up the middle to no avail.
Test that middle parts from time to time. Now we got a big set here for the Titans. Deep back is Sattler. Play fake to him. Gaston looking to roll out. Now he's stuck. Oh, that was just a mis-executed or broken play, but he's going to get brought down to 25, and we have a flag coming in late in the play.
That going to be a face mask, perhaps?
The way it came in after the tackle feels like it's some kind of a personal foul.
Yeah, I think so.
It's going to go against the Falcons.
So they really
foul.
Didn't say what that was. He might have grabbed a little face mask there.
You know, there's a story in the news this week, the JV or was it even middle school game where a player tackled a kid and then belly flopped on him. And I wanted to say something. The just kind of say that there's these two, like they're two freshmen or something. And the kid that did the belly flop had to be 230, 240, like a big kid. And it was one of the, See, I'm hearing three bills up here. Just one of the, giant, just, it was one of the most egregious things I've ever seen. And if you didn't know that kid got hurt, it would be comical. But instead, it's just dirty play. There's an inside pitch. I like that play call again for the Titans. Good job by the Falcons defense to keep it from going for more distance. And that was Broden Burgess on the carry. Just kind of a shovel pass there by the Titans. They're going to get 4 yards, second down and six, with 10:51 to play. After the penalty walked off, they're at the 41. Now they're down to the 45 after 4 yards on first down.
And that penalty was huge. That's a turnover, basically, because Lumen was going to be forced to punt that.
Yeah. Instead, the Titans offense continues, 10:33 to play first half. Tight set here, but we do have a couple receivers, and now back deep is Sattler. Play action fake to him, end around. Going to go for to the 50, into Falcons territory, and Walters makes the carry on the end around, and they'll spot it at the 48-yard line. First down again for Lumen Christie. So, yeah, that penalty is a – sometimes penalties can be drive killers. That one was drive life support, and now they're getting healthy again.
Yeah, I tell you what, fortunately for Walters, he was out of bounds before getting hit by Antonio Solares-Vitti, who is an Eastern Michigan commit. When you have a couple, you know, D1 commits going against Division 6 and 7 teams.
That Vitti family genetics is outstanding. Player in motion, running deep right wing. Now the pass into the flat, caught by Walters, dodges a tackler near the line to gain again. He's going to be brought down a little short, 39-yard line. So make it second down and about one as the Titans throw on first down, get nine, another catch by Walters out there, and he's looked great in this game and for on the offense.
Yeah, that's Gaston again with a quick delivery, not letting that big defensive line get to him.
Yep.
Which you and I against good defensive teams is not just you and I, but everybody kind of against the slow developing plays.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem to help you any. There's a handoff to the fullback, and he's going to get the line to gain, and then some 35-yard line on the first down carry for Sean Walicki. Another chain-moving run for the Titans, and it'll be first and 10 from the 35. 9:11 to play.
Kind of weird, I know. I always carry a dictionary with me, and I just looked up glue guy, and there wasn't even a definition. It just had Walicki's name and jersey there. He is just a glue guy for this team.
That's been one of, that dictionary where they keep going in and every year have to erase one Lumen Christie player's name and put in a new one.
Under hero, it still says Cole Simpson.
Under center, Gaston. Now empty backfield, and he goes to the left side for Gatewood. And good job by the Falcons defense to snuff that before it got started. Gatewood able to keep it from losing yardage, but nowhere to go in the positive way either. Second and 10 from the 35.
Yeah, I thought Gatewood was going to get some yards. Connor Imsland did a good job wrestling him down, kind of shugging off the tackle or the blocker.
And again, an interesting play call for the Titans. A lot of motion, and credit to the Falcons for being able to cover that because you didn't know where that was going necessarily. You had Brennan Brogan running across the formation. He looked like he might be the guy they throw to. Instead, it was Gatewood. Second and 10 now. Learned in motion. Left side of the formation. Play action fake, and the end around for Gatewood. This time he's got room to run on the left sideline. Bounced out of bounds around the 30. So that'll bring up third down at about 5. They've run that end around a couple of times, Brian, similarly with the play fake to Sattler. And then, you know, sometimes they're going to give that to Sattler. Sometimes you play fake both, and it turns into a bootleg. Like, I like that, setting up the future play calls and leaving the Falcons over there to wonder what's going to happen next.
The receivers did a good job blocking, too. That was another big tackle by Andre Davis Jr. because it looked like Gatewood had some running room.
West Laren split out wide right. I formation. Wilicki is the fullback. Play clock down to 4. Game clock at 7:07, and now we're going to get a timeout from the Titans, it looks like. A third down and just a little more than 4 yards. 7:06 to play. Timeout on the field. We'll take a 60-second break. Back with more on WKHM next. A timeout on the
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Quick pass out to the left sideline for West Laren, and he got the first down distance. Titans move the chains, first and 10 from the 22 with 6:54 to play first quarter. Some out-of-town scores, and Leslie right now leading Michigan Center at home in what feels like the best matchup in the Cascades Conference thus far in the season. 6-0 there. Also 6-0 Marshall over Northwest at the end of one. Titans with the ball, first and 10. Inside handoff goes to Brogan, it looks like. And he's going to take it inside the 20 down to about the 18. We'll look for the official spot. Brennan Brogan, the ball carrier. And they will spot it at the 18-yard line. Second down and 6 for Lumen Christie with 6:19 to play.
And if you're Lumen Christie, you really like that run, too, because 4 yards you're getting, so that already, the results is good, but that also, just that quick fullback hitter, and you talk about it all the time, that's setting up things for later.
Yeah, and one more thing that they have to watch out for out there trying to figure out what the Titans are doing, and you watch a lot of film, and everything they do kind of sets everything else up. There's a route coming across, kind of a jet sweep, goes to Walters again, and it looks like he stepped out. I got him at the 11, and they're going to give him the 12 on that one. No, I'm sorry. I had him at the 16 there, at the 17. So that'll be third down and 5. Not a lot of room on that left sideline for the play. They're going from the left hash here. We'll see what the Titans come up with on third down. But as we speculate here at this point, this is 2 plays to get 5 yards likely for the Titans.
Yeah, this is where they've gone to Laren out wide. But he's on the sideline right now.
2 players to the right, including Walters. Gaston takes it back, gives to Sattler, and he's going to get held up right at the line. Leans forward, able to get about a yard, but that'll make it 4th down and 4 for the Titans at the 16.
And here comes Laren jogging in, too. I wouldn't be surprised if he's out wide one-on-one. They take their chances. Something quick, though, still.
4th down here for Lumen Christie. 5:18 to play, and the clock running in our first quarter. Game brought to you by Minute Man Sewer and Drain. Titans lead at 7-3 and looking to add to their lead on this drive, but a big play here in the red zone for Lumen Christie. They're talking it over in the huddle. And they're going to run it down and take a timeout with nothing left on the play clock. 5:01, and we'll take a 30-second commercial break during this timeout. Back with this 4th down play on WKHM.
You've created a cool indoor retreat. Now let Carrier provide the quiet, efficient cooling you can depend on all summer with a range of innovative cooling solutions to deliver premium comfort and energy savings. Carrier, proud partner of the Detroit Lions.
At Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, we're proud to celebrate 60 years of keeping your home comfortable. For six decades, our community has trusted us to deliver reliable service, and we want to take a moment to say thank you. Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, your trusted neighbor for 60 years.
Lammers.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Gerardo said it's time for a big fourth down play. 5:01 to go first half. 7-3 lead for the Titans. Fourth down and four. Shotgun for Gaston. Walters in motion. He fakes it to him. Looks to go back to the left side. Lets it go to the sideline and throws it away. And that was Gaston not taking any risks. You got 7-3 lead. You turn it over. They're down on the 18-yard line. 16-yard line, rather. And they got a lot of field to work with here in less than 5 minutes. So probably the wise play not to risk the turnover or letting them make a bigger play out of it.
Yeah, you said that was Gerardo coming back. That play, not real Rico Suave.
I understand the thought behind it,
yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
Misdirection.
I liked it.
Falcons weren't fooled. They take it over now, first and 10 from their own 16-yard line. Sheridan, the lefty quarterback in the backfield. Meady back there with him. He comes out of the backfield, catches the pass, breaks a tackle. Out to the 20, on his feet, out to the 30. We get a flag in. And I think that's going to go against the blocking scheme for the Falcons as Marion Clay down and slow to get up on the play. So as much as Beattie makes a nice individual effort sidestepping several Titans defenders, he had a little help from Holda, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and in a 7-3 game like it is with 4:47 left of the half, that's kind of been the difference so far as Divine Childs had a couple penalties. Lumen's played a clean game.
They give him a crackback.
Yep.
Block. Illegal block nonetheless. 4:47 to play in. Starting with a deficit here for the Falcons all the way back to the 12 now. Half the distance counted off from the spot of the foul and first and 10. Or first and. Is it 10? First and 14 for the Falcons. They're down in this half of the field where I'm looking through two windows to get out to the ceiling. Couple reflections there, but overall pretty good view from the Titans press box. And play fake and quick out there to another VDS, Giancarlo, and he's going to get it to the 21 and tackled there, maybe even a little further. That's a really good spot to the 23, it looks like they're going to take him. So nice gain on first and 14. Going to make it second down and three from the 24-yard line. Big gain there. 4:24 to go. Clock continues to run. Titans now maybe hoping no big plays can get them, can get Divine Child down the field any quicker. Little plays are all right.
Nolan Huff brought him down, or that would have been a big play.
Giancarlo Vitti. On the catch there. Shotgun and looking to throw. Sheridan looking left. Let's one go way downfield. Well covered. And just a bad adjustment by Thomas on the catch attempt. Had to lean back and stretch uncomfortably to try to catch that. It was on him. Rayshon Thomas with the incomplete pass. And that'll bring up third down and three now for the Falcons with 3:52 to play. And the clock stopped.
It was pretty good coverage by Walters. I think he was a little late, kind of getting his head turned back.
Tigers, top of the second, scoreless tie with the Boston Red Sox. Shotgun for Sheridan. Takes the snap. It's a little low, but he does hand off, gets it away, and Beattie close. Give him the line to gain there. Third down, and they needed three, and he got three and a half. First and 10, Falcons from the 27. Still on their half of the field, and the clock stops at 3:45 to move the chains.
And since there's so many VDs, do you have to say which VD every time?
I probably should.
Or are we just going to say one good thing? You can just say Vidi.
The problem is it's bad. I'm bad at first names. And Marcelo on the carry there. There's Marcelo, Giancarlo, and then what was my other one? Antonio Solares, Vidi. Marcelo on that carry. He's back there to block for Sheridan, looking to throw. Got an open man. And that is Antonio Solares, Vidi. And he's short of midfield, but it's a nice gain for the Falcons. And with 3:23 on the clock, now you're starting to say, hey, that looks like plenty of time. And we need a defensive stop for the Titans here. First and 10, Falcons from the 47. Still on their side of the field, and Sheridan getting the call from the sideline. Clock starts and runs to 3:10 before they'll get this off. Sheridan back to throw again, looking right. Now looks left. Now scrambling. Gets a throwaway up the sideline. Caught. Gets to the 20. It's fumbled. Goes out of bounds. I think Titans are going to say maybe incomplete.
And the officials are going to talk it over. I do think he took a couple steps. I think that was a catch and a. Oh.
They were able to catch and a first down into Titan territory all the way down to about the 19-yard line.
I feel like every game we do, we always have a couple plays where we wish we had the benefit of the instant replay like we do on Saturdays and Sundays. I do think that one would show he made the football move, caught it, took a couple steps.
Official spot down at the 18, we'll say. First and 10 from there, 2:40 to go. Sheridan back to throw. Vidi, that's Marcelo Vidi in the backfield. Solares Vidi to his left. Thomas out on the right. And the play fake, and they get it to Giancarlo Vidi. Stiff arms a player, breaks a tackle down to the 15 and inside to the 14. It'll be second down with 2:22 to go on the clock running.
Right now it looks like the Vidi family from an early age must have just been out in the yard doing drills to try to make people miss because they're all pretty good at that.
Sheridan in the backfield. And we're down to 2:01. Play clock at 19. And now we'll get a timeout. Uncertainty there on the play call for the Falcons with 1:56 to play in the first half. Still 7-3 Titans, but knocking on the door right now, the Falcons. Let's take a 30-second break. Keep going when we come back on WKHM.
At Double Chiropractic and Wellness Clinic, Dr. Brad Double brings Jackson a modern approach to healing using traditional chiropractic methods and advanced computerized adjusting instrument. We deliver safe, gentle, precise care, perfect for families, seniors, even those nervous about traditional chiropractic. Patients across Jackson are getting their lives back, free from pain, free to move, free to live. Isn't it your turn? Call Double Chiropractic today, because when your spine works better, your whole life works better. Double Chiropractic, and I'm Dr. Brad Double, healing Jackson one spine at a time, where Jackson goes to feel better, move better, and live better.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
7-3 Titans lead. Falcons in the red zone here at the 14-yard line, 2nd and 6 from there. Sheridan empty backfield. Two wings right there behind the offensive line to his right. He's going to run that way now. Gives it back to the other side. Misdirection. And a carry down to the 10-yard line. And looking for a spot. They will put it right on the 10. That'll make a third down and maybe two. Actually moving it back just shy of the 10-yard line. And it'll be third down and 2.5 for Divine Child. On the carry there was Andre Davis Jr.
I'm a little concerned this is such a big drive, and the junior Titan cheerleaders kind of taken over, and I hope they're not jinxing it.
No, they're actually getting this crowd fired up. Minute 15 to go here first half. And we got a couple receivers to the left now for Sheridan, and another timeout call from Divine Child with 68 seconds to play. Keep it here. Our last score updates, Marshall was leading Northwest 6-0. Leslie was leading Michigan Center 6-0.
Oh, I have a new one.
Oh, new update.
Michigan Center up 8-6 after a 50-yard Braylon Brown screen
catch
and run.
Love that for the Cardinals, 8-6 lead and a big battle in the Cascades Conference. And bottom of the 2nd, and the Tigers and Red Sox scoreless tie. Fox Sports 101.9 FM for that. I did want to note that Tigers, whatever happens this weekend, Sunday could be a big game for the Tigers. You'll hear that uninterrupted. Fox Sports 101.9 FM, which means the Detroit Lions this week will be a 970 AM, 101.5 FM, 12 o'clock broadcast for a 1 o'clock kick for the Cleveland Browns.
When you say uninterrupted, does that mean you're doing something with my wife? You're getting her out of the house?
Shotgun here for Sheridan. Oh, Belise is not listening. Actually, I kind of hope she is. That's going to be uncomfortable for you. They give it to Vidi on the third down carry, and they stop him shy, so that'll bring up a fourth down and 1.5. Inside of a minute and the clock running. And that was Marcelo Vidi. Stop for the short gain. The Titans defensive line with a big chance here. Maybe hold them to a field goal before they go into the locker room. Down to 43 seconds. Sheridan. Is it Vidi is in that quarterback? He's going to take the direct snap, bounces outside, run to the sideline, hit. He's going to get the line to gain, I believe. Good individual tackle out there, but he does get enough distance to move the chains. First and goal now from the, is that the 7-yard line? And now time is working against the Falcons. So they get the first down, but they got to stop the clock, and they do take the timeout.
Their last
again,
one.
Their last timeout in the half in 24 seconds. Big chance again. So the Titans bending a little, not breaking yet. Still lead at 7-3. Our coverage brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Stay tuned at the half. We'll do the This Week in High School Sports segment. And, of course, we'll give you all the scores that we can find. I did just get an update from Northwest. It's an 18-8 lead now for Marshall. Historic Marshall taking control in that one.
So, Steve, that was a good tackle there by Johnny Walters. I thought he might have pulled Vidi down, but Vidi's strength, he just fell forward and got that.
Yeah,
a little bit of extra yards.
It was just an angle. And that, you know, those defenders sometimes have to make that decision between do I try to stop him for this for no gain or but risk losing him and having him score, or do I just make sure I can make the tackle? And I think that's what they went for. 28 seconds, 7-3 lead for the Titans, and first and goal from the 7 for the Falcons. Shotgun for Sheridan. Two receivers to his left, coming in motion across the formation. Fakes it, rolls out left, throwing in the end zone. Caught, touchdown, Falcons. That is completed to Gianni Injanic. Gianni Injanic, we'll say.
And I know they have some tough names because you are the name master. You always amaze me with how well you do with, names.
Yeah, let's hope that guy doesn't get it again. I don't have to try to say that. So it's 9-7 Falcons. And we'll get an extra point try here. Holds good. We see he's got a good leg. He gets that one through. And it's 10-7. Now Titans trail, 24 seconds left. We'll get a kickoff after a 30-second break on WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
All right, Brian, I zoomed in on the text. That touchdown for Joe Gannick. And their touchdown is brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Kickoff returned and brought up to the 25 for the Titans. And is that return was Max Watusik, I think. Anyway, 18 seconds and first and 10 for the Titans from the 25, trailing 10-7. We'll see what Lumen Christie does here.
I feel like last time we were in this situation, we thought they just kind of sit on it and be happy to go in the half, and they kind of tried something.
Victory formation here Gaston's going to take a knee, and that will bring us to the conclusion of the first half. 10-7. Very good defensive game, but both offenses just have taken their time marching down the field. So we didn't see a ton of possessions in the first half, Brian. Just a lot of good controlled offensive moves, and Lumen Christie coming up a little short on their offensive possession, and looked like they had a stop. And really, that penalty looked like it might have backed up the Falcons on this drive and made it tough, but they've had some big plays, and Sheridan will throw it around, and we've seen them be able to pass for quite a few yards in this one too.
Yeah, he's been impressive for a sophomore.
Yeah. So we'll take the halftime break. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here from the booth, and we'll come back and check out the first half results, set you up for the second half. Again, the Titans trail here 10-7 against Dearborn Divine Child on WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISD. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Dana Brown here from the Brokerage House Real Estate. Fall is in the air and things are cooling off, but the real estate market is as hot as ever. At the Brokerage House, we are assisting buyers and sellers, right-sizers, veterans, first-timers, and more. Our expert staging and amazing marketing will make your real estate experience top-notch. Visit us at one of our three convenient locations, including our newest office at 113 East Michigan Ave in lovely Grass Lake. Check out DanaBrownHomes.com to see your current home values.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here, and evenly matched first half, I think, as we kind of planned for. So one extra field goal gives the edge for Dearborn Divine Child, 10-7, our score at the halftime. Falcons lead it here in Lumen Christie's field. And it was just a good gridiron game, Brian, just back and forth. Both teams kind of having their offense pushed the way down the field, but not big plays, not big turnovers, not a lot of mistakes at all, really. Just good quality football, good tackling, good offense, and this is where we stand, 10-7.
Yeah, that's two good defensive teams just squared off tonight. And it's, if you like that old kind of old-style Big Ten Woody Hayes, Bo Schimbeckler football. You're at the right spot for it tonight.
And there is a good crowd here tonight, Junior Titan. I think we're going to get some Junior Titan football at some point here during the half. We've had the cheerleaders all night. The band on the field right now. Top Gun gear for the color guard. And still a beautiful weather night with an extended halftime. But good football in the first half. And what do you think? It's tough to even say. What do you do to adjust in the second half? Nothing. You got to get a stop here and there.
Yeah, you know, tonight's adjustments, I think, came pregame. Because Lumen Christie, who likes to just kind of, you know, run a lot of basic type things and give the ball to Sattler many times, they definitely emptied the playbook early, and they kept them off balance and, you know, kind of a good mixture of passes and runs and even some, I'm not going to say trick plays, but the thing that, you know, you and I sometimes call it their little Statue of Liberty play. It's not quite full Statue of Liberty, but that was maybe the Titans' biggest offensive play. That was Sattler. Rumbled 30, 40 yards on that one. So, they're definitely deciding to, hey, everything we have in our playbook is fair game at any time. We're not just waiting.
Yeah, and I think we've seen that other times with the Titans where they come up against a good defense and they'll go out and they will try to stick with the run, stick with the game plan. But tonight they came kind of prepped to spread the field out a little more than they usually do and involve a few more people in the offensive game plan. We saw Walters be vital. We've seen a lot of extra Gatewood. We've seen Wes Learn coming back from injury be targeted a few times. So, yeah, a lot of names getting involved offensively. And I don't want to – sometimes they just give – we get a lot of Paul Sattler because that's all you need. But in this game, they've really spread it around, and it's a tribute to – I think some people think Lumen just wants to come – they're just going to come out and bull rush you and just run it up the middle on you. And they did it tonight, the creative play calling and the skillful play calling, which we usually say it's always there. Tonight had to be a little extra, as you pointed out, because this is a very good Divine Child team with a couple of Division I commits that we've already mentioned. Aiden Hutchinson's alma mater, so they've got a history of very good football at Dearborn Divine Child. And it's not one of those games where you feel like it's something you can adjust out of the game. You just need to come out and have individual players make plays and team defensive tackles and get stops when there were a couple times where they had Sheridan bottled up for maybe no gain or maybe even a loss, and he was able to break a tackle and make a big play. If that's a tackle instead of a 5-yard gain, that's those difference makers. And so it'll be those moments where the Titans will have to step up, and they're definitely capable.
Yeah, and Lumen Christie will receive the ball in the second half, so
yep,
get a chance to go march down and retake the lead.
It just feels like that service game where you're playing a tennis game and you're watching two very good tennis players, and as long as you hold serve, you're not sure. It could go down to the wire, but that first time somebody breaks the service game, that feels like a problem. So the Titans need to come out and hold serve on that first possession. A nice long drive to ease up a lot of clock would be wonderful.
Yeah, and sometimes we use that analogy, and it's the offenses that are holding serve because the defense can't stop them. This time I think that's flip-flopped. It's almost like defenses had to hold serve and get that stop.
Yeah, let's get a couple of score updates here. We've got at our last update, Marshall was leading Northwest 18-8 with just like 3 minutes or so left in the first half. 14-8 now. Leslie is leading Michigan Center again. Cardinals trailing on the road there, and that's the scores we have. It's 10-7 here. Lumen Christie trails, but they'll get the football when we start the second half. Let's go ahead and take a 3-minute break. We'll get the This Week in High School Sports segment coming up. And then before you know it, we'll be back and ready for the second half, a little extended halftime here at Lumen Christie, where the Titans trail 7-10. On WKHM, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain for the Titans.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers, chainsaws, and trimmers from Steel. Tractors from John Deere. And get your lawnmower and tractor winterized. Don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road, across from Meijer. PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now. It's that time of year. You're freezing in the morning, but having a heat stroke by the afternoon. Beat the heat during the day and stay cozy during the chilly night with Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana authorized dealer. Aspen provides fast, reliable repair services to get your heating and cooling back up and running. And consider a new high-efficiency Amana system to reduce those energy bills. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Kelly Fuels is now operating the pumps at 1939 Cooper Street, right off I-94. These pumps are now open to the public. Fill up on regular, mid-grade, super, or diesel 24/7 from compact to industrial. And for a limited time, all Visa and MasterCard transactions receive an additional 5 cents off per gallon. Earn and redeem mobile rewards points to save even more. Fill up today at 1939 Cooper Street off I-94.
Need plastics? Aural Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Aural Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at aural.com/plastics.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24/7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
A winning weekend for the Carr family and a statement on sportsmanship from the Student Advisory Council. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. How about the night Tommy Carr had for the Saline Hornets in Week 3?
Lots of time. Carr's looking around. Now he scrambles to the right. He's pointing directions. He sees Jerry down the field for a 48-yard touchdown catch. Touchdown Hornets!
That was Justin Hobbs on the call for the Saline Live video crew. Playing conference rival Dexter, Carr threw for 508 yards and 8 touchdowns in a 61-34 win. The 8 passing touchdowns is the second most in MHSAA history for a single game, and the passing yardage is tied for 13th most in a game. Carr added a rushing touchdown, making him accountable for 9 total TDs in a game, which has only been topped 3 times in MHSAA history. Tight end Lincoln Keys caught 3 of the touchdowns, and Carson Cherry and Austin Abbott hauled in 2 each. 6 of Carr's passing TDs came in the second half, a half that saw Saline come back from being 8 down at halftime. The win moves Saline into the number 1 spot on the Division 1 playoff points list. Dexter is 6th in Division 2. And the day after the win, Carr's brother CJ led Notre Dame to its first victory of the season. For a look at the record book or the playoff points list, be sure to check out MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Okemos Soccer's Carter Haremski. He scored twice in a 3-2 win over Grand Ledge. Okemos is undefeated this year and has captured an outright CAAC blue title for the first time since 2019. Gibraltar Carlson tennis player Kyle Salisbury. He had a straight sets win at number 1 singles, helping the Marauders to a 6-2 team win over Trenton, giving Trenton their first league loss this season. And to the Marysville volleyball team, who knocked off Fraser in 4 sets in a battle of MAC White Division unbeatens.
graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We're on the volleyball court today, and it's a tight rally in the third set. Team A's outside hitter digs up a powerful spike, and then her setter contacts the ball a couple of times while trying to set it, and then sends it back to the outside hitter, who's right there to play it. As the referee, you might think multiple contacts occurred, but thanks to the updated Rule 9-4-8C, because the ball was next directed to a teammate, that second contact is legal, and play should continue on without a whistle. This rule explicitly removes that judgment call when no advantage is gained, reducing interruptions in coach-official disputes. So in this scenario, you let it ride, no call, no stoppage, just free flow and fairness.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register.
For the second year in a row, the MHSAA's Student Advisory Council has recorded a message on sportsmanship.
High school sports are meant to be fun.
We love to represent our school.
And we care about our sports.
We know you do, too.
And because we all care, it can sometimes get intense.
So let's make the experience more fun for everyone.
We know it's easy to react and shout during games.
But we all make mistakes.
The game is more enjoyable when we hear positive cheering.
Referees are human. Respect their decisions. They are perfect.
When you feel like yelling, remember that you represent our school.
We want to win, but just remember to keep the energy positive towards all.
During the season, we spend a lot of time with our coaches. They have a tough job.
Please accept their decisions.
And be thankful for all the time they devoted to making us better.
Thank you for coming to our games and always supporting us.
We couldn't do this without you.
For more on this Student Advisory Council or to see or read their message on sportsmanship, please go to MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
You've created a cool indoor retreat. Now let Carrier provide the quiet, efficient cooling you can depend on all summer with a range of innovative cooling solutions to deliver premium comfort and energy savings. Carrier, proud partner of the Detroit Lions.
At Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, we're proud to celebrate 60 years of keeping your home comfortable. For six decades, our community has trusted us to deliver reliable service, and we want to take a moment to say thank you. Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, your trusted neighbor for 60 years.
Lammers.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $3,500. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Still have time here at Luma Christi High School. Titans trail 7-10. They'll get the football to start the second half as they stretch out on the field. Those of you who are loyal listeners and care about the Tigers score but didn't leave to check it, it's 3-0 Tigers in the top of the fourth, and it looks like we got initially an RBI single from Javi Baez and then two RBIs for Jones. He's having a big last couple games for the Tigers. Better leave him in the lineup. Jemai Jones with a two RBI. I can't tell what kind of a hit it was. I'll have to check that out. But Casey Mize is rolling through three innings pitched. Two hits, four strikeouts. No walks, and the Tigers lead it. As I mentioned, that final Tigers game of the regular season on Sunday will be on Fox Sports 101.9 FM with no interference from the Lions game, because this weekend you'll hear the Lions on WKHM, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and we'll get that going at noon on Sunday with the Lions and the Bears making that change. So in case that Sunday Tigers game ends up having playoff ramifications, whether it's for seeding, for the division, whatever, we want you guys to be able to hear that. Brought to you by Mackey's Body Shop.
You know, not many people probably say this, but that Browns team scares me a little bit that the Lions are playing.
Yeah.
You know,
they just beat the Packers, kind of a little fluky, but still they won.
They have a good defense.
Yep.
They mud it up a lot. That's a kind of a scary game.
Short turnaround after the Browns Monday night, or the Ravens Monday night game. So, yeah, you don't get the full week of preparation you're used to. That there's a lot of reasons to not be comfortable with the Lions playing that Browns team, even as the Browns offense is, who knows. The defense is for real. We're just a couple minutes away from kicking things back off here in the second half. Again, neither of us really feel like it's an adjustment that needs to happen. It's going to come down to a play or two here and there. This is how even the game has felt. Both offenses have been able to march but not gash any big plays, and I think that's what Divine Child would love to do that. They'd love to go big. They go to the air quite a bit. I think that opens them up to potential interception, something that the Titans defense is able to do, big sack and strip sack or something. So that's what I'm looking for, rooting for a little bit for the Titans. They're trailing by three here, but they'll get the football and get a chance to go back in the lead as we start the second half. Our game brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Thanks again to our hat benefactor tonight, Murphy's Mowing Snow. And, we're just about ready to get going here, 66 seconds or so. I did want to shout out to the drum major from the band. Gave us a Max Reps push-up demonstration out on the field, and we weren't counting, but it was not unimpressive. And
no,
we felt like he got kind of shortchanged on the ovation. They should have been clapping for that here in the stands.
Yeah, I say he ripped off at least 20 to 30 like good solid push-ups.
Yeah, I would put it, so I would say 30 plus easily.
Yep.
And I think he kind of got bored before when he stopped. I don't think he had worn out. I think he got bored.
Not as many as Tomas did up here in the press box, though. I saw him. He took his shirt off and threw down 50 of them like they were nothing.
Yeah.
That was impressive as well.
He was yawning.
He's getting his fingers ready to put the points on the board for the Titans here.
Yeah.
Stretching.
I mean, for the way he's up here doing that play clock, he's got to stay in peak condition.
Usually that's the case. Today
hydration. He said hydration also. All right, ready to get things kicked back off again. Titans here with Gatewood deep to return, and I think it's Borges on the other side of the field. And let's go. Good kicker here for Dearborn Divine Child, so I wouldn't be shocked if that got into the end zone. It's high and not deep at the 15. Borges catches on the run, and he'll get bottled up at the 27. And that's where the Titans will start with the football.
Steve Borges might not have returned that for a long way, but I'll tell you what, that's a play where you do see people at all levels, but especially high school players, muff those when he had to come on a full sprint and catch that going full speed. He did a good job because he could have let that bounce, and who knows what would have happened then.
27-yard line, working from the left hash, left to right on your radio dial. Green jerseys, gold helmets and pants for the Titans. Tight formation here to start. Motion out to the right side. Hand off to Sattler, left side of the line. Picks through a little bit and then dives at the end of the run. He'll take that out to about the 33. And a nice gain on first down of 5.5 to 6 yards. We'll say second and four here. 11:40 to go. We're just underway here in the second half. Titans trail 7-10 with the football and a nice game.
You know, for the Titans only having 7 points, they've done a great job on first down, I feel. They've not gone backwards ever. They've a lot of times second and five, second and six, you know, positive plays on first down, which they need to do against this defense.
Another update from out of town, Tecumseh with a 20-14 lead over Jackson High at the half there. We're underway here. Gaston looking downfield, right up the seam and caught through a strike. Great hands on the catch, and that is
Mackey,
number Isaac. 81, Isaac Mackey.
Boy, I'll tell you what, Steve, that might have been the best throw I've seen Benny Gaston throw in his career here. And not that he hasn't made some nice throws, but that looked like something you would see on Saturdays.
Yeah, right up the seam, split two defenders, put it right in the numbers, and a great hands there at the end of the play for Mackey. First and 10, Titans take it into Falcons territory with a big gain from the 42 with 10:46 to go on the clock running. Titans big play. Wes Leonard split out wide right. In the slot is Gatewood. Deep back Sattler. High formation. We'll get a flag coming in.
Is that a delay of game?
Delay of game. So Gaston unable to get the snap in the play clock. And we'll move it back five. And that's what we didn't see any of those in the first half for either team, really.
I'm taking the blame for that one. I just got done saying Lumen's been so good on first down and all positive plays. Boy, I hope the press box guys didn't hear that and they jumped me.
Yeah, they can be tough. There's probably some little thing they did up here, too, that really actually jinxed. Here we go. First and 15, rolling out Gaston, looking to the flat, catches Sattler, and Sattler bracing for some contact, actually was able to sidestep it, dives down to the 45, and it'll be third down and three for the Titans here after a nice play.
Yeah, I think you had it right the first time.
Second and three.
And there again, quick decision by Gaston, nothing long developing, quick drops and getting rid of the ball.
Well, it reminds me of a play that we saw the Falcons run and have throw incomplete. They draw that play up to throw it to Sattler. As long as he's open, it's easy to make that decision and just don't miss. Gaston didn't miss. He gives to Sattler now on second and pretty short. Sattler's able to dive ahead, not quite to the line to gain. It'll be third down and one for Lumen.
I've seen the Titans in this formation sometimes go with the again, we hate saying it, but the tush push.
We've seen Gaston go kind of QB keep.
Yep.
It's not really a push. It's just they used to just sometimes call that a sneak, and now everyone wants to say the rhymey phrase.
Well, I think it's going to happen again. No,
they give it to Sattler, and he's going to get more than enough. Well blocked. Sattler takes it to the 30, down to about the 27-yard line, first and 10 for the Titans. They just needed one, and they got more than that inside of 9 minutes to play in the third. 7-10 Titans trail, but on the march, and this time right in the middle of the field for this first down play coming up.
There again, good play calling because that was the same exact formation in which they did push Gaston in for a touchdown, and I think that Divine Child defense kind of thought that was coming again, but getting some extra yards.
Clock running down to 8:30 here in the second half. All Titans so far on the possession. Gaston under center. Sends Brogan in motion and looking for him to sideline. Diving catch, and they'll actually lose a couple yards on the play. But you have to go after that. Learn has to dive for it because it might be backwards, and if that goes, you know, fumble, it's a lot more dangerous. So he makes the catch, but they lose two, and it'll be second down about 12. Let's call it 13.
Yeah, I think Divine Child might have even tipped that when the defensive end got his paw up there.
So diving catch for a loss for West Learn. Second down to 13. I formation, pretty tight formation here for the Titans. Contact goes in motion out of the backfield. Gives it to Sattler, right side, and he's into the open field. Down to the 20. Stood up there, but he's going to be to make second and 13 into third and about three. So a nice 10-yard gain or so for Paul Sattler on first down. And we've seen a few more open running lanes so far in the second half than we did in the first, Brian. And Sattler's been able to take advantage. There is a sure tackling defensive backfield for Divine Child, and we've seen he's got Giancarlo and Marcelo Vitti back there making plays at the safety spots.
Yeah, if you're a Happy Days fan, there was a Malachi Crunch. That was a Vitti sandwich there.
There goes Sattler again, able to get the first down, and down to the 15 before he stopped. First and 10 for the Titans, now entering the red zone with 7 minutes to play. Coming up on about 5 minutes of possession here to start the third quarter.
The Titans right now doing what to Divine Child what nobody's been able to do, and that's kind of push them around. It's not like they're totally dominating, but they're getting just enough push to get those, you know, Sattler's getting 2 yards in before he's getting touched.
Pitch out Gaston to Gatewood, looking to go outside, now bounces it back in. We'll get a flag coming in that looks like maybe a hold. Blew up that play on the defense, did the Falcons, and that's going to be stopped for a loss. Let's wait to see what the flag is, and that is going to go against Lumen.
On the stop, there is a flag, and it's holding against the Titans.
Yeah, this will be interesting. They can have first and 20, or there, that was a tackle for loss there. Like they are going to accept the penalty.
Backs it up to the 24-yard line where it'll be first down and long for Lumen Christi. Line to gain down at the 5.
If you're Divine Child, do you take the first and 20 or do you go with like the second and 13 or 14?
So yeah,
that
so
was a little tackle for loss.
First and 20 from the 24. Titans out of the shotgun, rolling out. Gaston keeps it, and he runs, slides down at the 19. So cuts a few yards off of that distance to gain, and Gaston looking to run there, but not looking to bounce off of tacklers or anything, just going down, taking the gain, and 5:57 to play here in the third quarter. Still a 10-7 deficit for the Titans. We get a personnel shift here. Second down and 16, only 4 yards on first down for Benny Gaston.
I think I did like that slide by Gaston, though. So many times you see the high school kids just thinking they can make a play in a juke. I think that was a good time to go down.
Gaston, a little misdirection. Keeps, passes out to the left side for Sattler. Gets a block to the edge, to the corner. Takes up the sideline. He's close to that first down distance. Where are they going to call him out? What a play by Sattler. Looked like they had a defender in the backfield that could break that up. Gaston popped it over his head to Sattler, and by then he was out of the play, and Sattler looked fast on the acceleration there. So from second and 16, it's third down and about one down at the 6-yard line.
Sattler got sprung there, and the Divine Child coaches staff really wanted a hold. They're livid over there. We'll just call it a good block.
I thought it looked like a. I couldn't quite see it, but it had to be clean right in front of the official. Hand off on third and one to Sattler. I think he takes that to the house. No. Got him at the one. First and goal from the one for the Titans, though. Down to 5:16 to play here, first quarter. Just a clock chewing drive here for Lumen Christie, and they'll have four tries from the one to take the lead in this tilt. 7-10, they trail currently, and we're at 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Our game coverage brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Big set for the Titans. Gaston under center. He's going to slide that one and keep it. And I think he got stopped short. Didn't want to reach over and risk losing that possession. So they're still at the 6-inch line here after a short game.
Boy, do you just do that three times? Again, that was the quarterback sneak with the push.
Yeah. Gaston just kind of in there as a sandwich meat in there. Just kind of hold on to the football, lean the right direction, and let the offensive line get a push. We're down to 4:16 now, and the Titans come out in that same big set. And Gaston dives in the line this time, waiting for a signal.
Boy, I think he's going to be.
And we got a flag in late, and arms up in the air for the Falcons. They think they maybe took possession on a fumble.
It was an odd timing for the flag to come in. I'm not sure what that's going to be. That's a big one.
Ball's going to be marked short of the goal line. There was a flag on the play.
Waiting for anything concrete as to a spot or a penalty.
Dead ball.
Personal foul against the Falcons. Half the distance, Brian, but it will be make a first down.
Yep.
One of the shortest penalties in history.
Greg Putra going into the history books. One of the shortest penalties in history.
Greg just became my favorite PA announcer.
Oh, ouch. I liked him all along. All right, the goal line stand. Gaston leaning again this time. Still no signal.
Yeah, I think they're spotting that.
There's the touchdown signal.
That was a late call.
Sticking to it, the Titans. And again, Brian, it seems, you know, after one, you get four tries from there. What do you do? But there's plenty of opportunity to fumble, to make a mistake, penalty. Titans didn't. They just executed and leaned it in. Benny Gaston with a touchdown run. Is that his second today? It
is. Totaling about a half a yard with two carries.
3:55 to play, and they ate up a lot of clock here in the third quarter. And the Titans will look to make it a four-point lead with the extra point try. The kick is up. We got some false start flags coming out for Lumen Christie. That was a good jump from the defense, actually.
Back it up 5 yards and
reach right at attempt. Yeah, Steve, we kind of talked about this our last game. Sometimes, you know, you talk about a long drive resting your defense. Now, in high school, it's not quite the same because a lot of the guys that play offense are playing defense.
Right.
But that was about an 8-minute drive to start the second half.
And now the Titans will try the extra point from a little further away, and Divine Child feels like they really want to get this one. For a team that knows that the points have come at a premium here, and they have a kicking game, 3 points is a lot different than 4 points, and they'll give us back that 5 yards with an offside. Good patience by the Titans there to kind of expect almost that they were going to jump with that aggression on the kick block attempt.
Wetzel is going to get another crack, 5 yards closer. Wetzel so far, though, with these extra points, it's a lot like a Paul Varner drive. Very straight, not super long, but down the middle.
Thinking about Broden Burgess on this one. The kicker, that's one thing, but you got to hold that, too. And where's that snap going to be? 3:55 on the clock, 13-10 Titans lead, and let's see if we can get this one to count this time. Snap is up a little high, gets the hold down. Kick is blocked.
Whoa. Gosh, I think they kind of came across early on that one, but I don't see any flag.
And hopefully after the back and forth there, the officials were on extra lookout for that. 3:55 to play in the third quarter. 13-10 Titans lead. We're back in 30 seconds with a kickoff on WKHM. 13-10.
Dana Brown here from the Brokerage House Real Estate. Fall is in the air and things are cooling off, but the real estate market is as hot as ever. At the Brokerage House, we are assisting buyers and sellers, right-sizers, veterans, first-timers, and more. Our expert staging and amazing marketing will make your real estate experience top-notch. Visit us at one of our three convenient locations, including our newest office at 113 East Michigan Ave in lovely Grass Lake. Check out DanaBrownHomes.com to see your current home values.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Titans kick off. Squibb takes a bounce, skips all the way down to the 11 before it's fielded. Titans with a chance to cover and get good field position for the defense, and they do stop them at the 21. So not a lot of ground to gain on the return for Divine Child. And on the return, that was, I'm Damphy. Damphy, I think I got here. Let's stick to the players that I've already seen and I know their names, please. That is Amir Damphy.
Okay. Well, it's dark in here.
It's kind of dark.
We're getting older eyes. But here we go.
3:50 to play. Sheridan, I know his name. He's going to take the snap. Hands off on first down out of the shotgun. Beatty trying to bounce it outside. Maybe a mistake. I think he has more if he stays in the hole. Instead, he stopped for no gain, second and 10.
Yeah, that's a playmaker there who was just looking to make something bigger happen. As you said, I think he could have got three or four instead.
And we have Antoine Baker and Isaac Mackey in on the tackle. 3:25 in the clock running. Second and 10 for the Falcons. Official spot on the return, the 23-yard line. Two receivers left, one to the right for Sheridan, the lefty QB. Takes a snap, looking to maybe pitch out. He's under pressure. Now he's looking to throw. Gets a step and gets it to Thomas. And Thomas still on his feet on the sideline. He's got one guy to beat. Does beat him, takes it inside, and a touchdown Falcons.
He's going to come back.
Yeah,
still going to be a big play, but he did get a little block in the back.
Yeah. They're going to flip the field a little bit here. The spot of the foul would be that flag's at the 29. So maybe back to the 39 here, but a big play for the Falcons, and a play that really, again, that escapability for Sheridan. He doesn't seem like he's particularly fleet or quick, but he has shown escapability, and he gets out of a tackle and then able to kind of manufacture a different play call. Tosses one on the dot over the defense's head. They're picking up the flag.
It up. See, that was right in front of us, Steven. I thought, boy, that was an unnecessary block in the back. I don't like that pickup of the flag. I thought that was definitely a block in the back.
So the touchdown stands, 16-13. Falcons, and now an extra point try for Divine Child with 2:55 to go. And the kick is good. 17-13 is our final.
Rayshon Thomas on that.
All of our touchdowns. Catch. I'm sorry. Thomas with the touchdown catch. And we'll take another 30 seconds to kick it off again on WKHM. We'll take a...
Are you running out of hot water too soon? Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. If you notice that you're not getting enough hot water in the mornings, it might be time for repair or replacement for your current hot water heater. At Grimes, we specialize in hot water heater services and installations. Don't settle for lukewarm showers. Our expert team will ensure you have reliable hot water when you need it. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com to schedule your appointment.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Falcons take the broken play to the house. Kick it off here. Titans, Borges fielding at the 5, going to the right side. breaks a tackle there. Still on his feet, spins away down to the 31. That's where the Titans will start this drive. About an 8-minute drive for the Titans on their score, about an 8-second possession for the Falcons, and the Titans offense comes right back out there, trailing, though, by 4.
Yeah, the Titans had the lead for exactly 60 seconds.
Yeah. Titans offense breaks the huddle, coming out. Interesting to see what they do with this possession. Like you said, they've kind of gone to all corners of the playbook here in the game so far, and now huddling back up.
I'm not sure what's happening there.
They break, come to the line. Two receivers to the left, learned in the slot. Now they shift the line, strong side left. Sattler takes the handoff, bounces off to the left side, tripped up, and he'll get about a yard on the carry. So that'll make it second down, and wow, we'll give him a 2 yards, second and 8 from the 33-yard line. 2:33 to go here in the third. Titans trail 17-13 after an 8-minute drive. Broken play. That really was a not bad defense by the Titans. They just didn't make the tackle, and in the scramble, Falcons adjusted better, and like you said, maybe got away with a block in the back.
Yeah, basketball, sometimes we talk about sometimes great offense beats good defense, and that was the case with that little Sheridan escape.
Coach Brogan not happy with something in the lineup here, calls a timeout. Let's take 30 seconds, 2:09 to play in the third quarter when we come back on WKHM.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Titans come to the line, second down and 8. Gaston under center, Sattler the deep back, play fake. Gaston looking to run a bootleg maybe, and brought down in the backfield out of nowhere. The tackler read the play. And it's Connor Immeland with the sack. And it'll be third down at about 15 now for the Titans. Big defensive play.
Thought that was another good ball fake there by Gaston. It just didn't fool.
Nope.
Divine Child and Immeland.
Tigers update. They lead 3-1. Tigers scored 3 in the fourth. Boston got 1 in the bottom. Now in the top of the fifth. Big third down play here for the Titans, trailing by 4. 90 seconds to play in the third. Quick pass out to Paul Sattler. Miscommunication there. Sattler tried to turn back and make the catch off his fingertips and incomplete, and it'll be a fourth down for the Titans and a punt. First one we've seen from Lumen in the game.
And that pass just behind Sattler. If he leads him a little bit, I think he's going to catch that. And he had some room. Definitely first down room.
West learned, again, a couple weeks ago, left with what we thought to be a knee injury. Sounds like it was maybe a deep thigh contusion. And now he's in as the punter once again.
Hope it wasn't his punting leg.
Looks like it wasn't. Left footer and a big booming punt. And he's going to field it, and they'll stop him for almost no gain. Suplex him down at the 39-yard line. That's where Divine Child will take over, and Lumen Christie's defense has a task here. 78 seconds left in the third, and they need to stop big time. 17-13, our score, Lumen Christie trailing. All of our touchdowns tonight brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. I think I'm going to run into Gary probably out at Hankered Hills on Sunday.
I hope you say excuse me. Nice dad joke.
Dad joke as heck, yeah. Clean and funny. You're like the Michael Jordan of basketball. Wait, comedy? I don't know. There's a nice wide receiver. Quick pass into the slot and carried down for a 9-yard gain. They're going to say 10. First down at the 49. And they'll move the chains on that one. Pass again to Danfy for the first down gain. I meant to say, you are to comedy what Michael Jordan is to comedy. Although he did have that one funny appearance on SNL. Da Falcons, first and 10 from the 49. Sheridan in the backfield. Taking the snap from the shotgun. Looking right. Got a man one-on-one. No. Safety had a chance at it. They thought they had a one-on-one. Safety help comes over and overthrown. And good thing it was, because if it was a little closer on point, that's a chance of an interception for Nolan Huff. Instead, it's an incomplete pass, second and 10. Good coverage by the Titans.
More good coverage. Another impressive throw, though, by the young sophomore, Sheridan. He's definitely showing off that little left-handed arm he has.
It's like a left-handed jump shot. It always just looks aesthetically pleasing. That Michael Vick kind of winging it around. 39 seconds.
Oh. He's going old school.
I go middle school. Steve Young. Pitch out to Vitti. He's got some room trying to get to the edge. Does turn it upfield. Tackle at the 47. Falls forward to the 45. And that's where they'll mark it. No, they'll take it back one. Let's make it 46. Where I thought it was. Third down and 5.
Good tackle there by Jerry Fitzpatrick's great nephew, Jack.
I don't think we're going to get this playoff. They may run it. Just 13 seconds, 11 seconds. Looked like movement on the line. We will get the flag coming out. One of the wide receivers shifted. So I think they were coming out to kind of hard count, maybe get the Titans to jump and not run a play before time ran out. But the penalty is going to move them back, make it fourth and, or third and 10. From the 49 on the Lumen side of midfield. And with 6 seconds left, they'll have to run a play here in the third.
Well, that clock will get ticking. I think they can just carry it to fourth quarter.
It did start, yeah. Come on, Tomas. Who started that? We'll get it down to zero. That's the end of the quarter. 17-13. Our score, and that's where we'll sit after three. 12 minutes to play. Titans trail. Big third down when we come back. 60-second break in the fourth quarter coming up on WKHM.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Rico.
Falcons third down and 10 from the 49 on the Falcons side of the 50. Sheridan out of the shotgun, three wide. Make it four with a receiver in the slot looking to throw. Gets in the middle of the field. Open guy caught. Goes to the turf with a catch for the first down at the 37-yard line. And squeezed it. Went right to the turf. Gets the first down on the catch. Cameron. And with 11:53 to go in the game, fresh set of downs in Titan territory for the Falcons. Game coverage brought to you by Tom Coffee Softwater and Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
Got to give Sheridan some credit there. Pocket was definitely closing in, and he stood in there and delivered just a perfect pass where just the Falcon receiver could have caught it.
Into some traffic, but made the catch. First and 10, Sheridan against shotgun, and we'll get a whistle. And it's a timeout from the Falcons. We'll keep it here during the timeout.
Be interesting to see if these timeouts, that's one the Falcons probably didn't want to call. Luma Christie had one earlier in this half that they didn't want to call an offense. In this kind of a game, those timeouts might come be important here.
18-8 was our last update from Northwest. Marshall was leading there. They're currently waiting for an ambulance with a Marshall player down on the field, so in limbo out there. 17-16. Oh, that's an old one. Yep. Halftime, Columbia 35, Addison 8. Cascades Conference contest there.
Courtesy Marv Cox.
Thanks, Marv. And our last update, Jackson High was trailing Tecumseh 20-14, courtesy of Tom Ratchford. Now, Phil Ratchford sent me a photo out at the Red Wings tilt the other day. Carter Mazur on the ice. He had a goal in that first Red Wings preseason game. Handoff on first and 10. Goes to Beatty, and he breaks a tackle. Still on his feet, carrying guys past the 30, 25. Make it the 24-yard line. First and 10 again now for the Falcons. And that was a strong run from the Iowa commit, future Hawkeye.
Yeah. Nolan Huff might owe him like 75 cents for fair as he carried him. That was like a Uber.
That's you ever see those guys running with a parachute or with a band attached. That's exactly what they do that for. And those extra couple yards, first down at the 24-yard line. Shotgun for Sheridan. Beatty the back again, in motion from the wing, coming across two on the right receivers. They give to Beatty. Bounces off a tackler and able to stand his feet. Might have been a loss there, but he breaks a tackle, stays on his feet, and turns it into a short gain. Second down and 9 from the 23.
Contact did a good job penetrating that offensive line and hitting Vitti in the backfield. Wasn't able to bring him down, but definitely slowed him down enough for the other Titans to corral him.
And that was, I guess a missed tackle, but Contact was shaking off a blocker the whole time, too. So really a nice individual effort. Just couldn't quite snag him for the loss. Second and 9, still not bad. 10-11 to play, 17-13 Falcons lead. Sheridan takes a snap, fakes to Beatty. Wide receiver pass, and it bounces off his hands. They'll call it incomplete. Titans wanted it to be a backwards pass. I don't think it was, but incomplete off the hands of Dampy. And third down now and 9 for the Falcons. Another chance for the Titans to maybe get off the field here with a third down stop. Of course, this may be field goal territory for the Falcons. Leading 17-13, Titans trail. We're at the 10:02 mark here in the fourth quarter. And it's been a really well-played game, back and forth, two very good teams, points coming at a premium. And right now the Titans defense needs a big play to keep this a one-score game.
Yeah, Steve, they did hit a 29-yarder earlier. This would be from 41 if they didn't gain any, so that's a different story.
Coming across the formation, empty on the right. Sheridan looking to throw now under pressure in the backfield. Gets away from a tackle again. This time, Wilicki comes in, and he does get a throwaway, but he paid the price. Wilicki came through with a nice big arm, trying to knock that football loose, and Sheridan took a big hit in the backfield. Incomplete pass, fourth down and 9, but a big play by the Titans. And again, Sheridan escapes the first pressure, but good job by Wilicki to stay with the play and come in and really lay the lumber down on Sheridan.
Yeah, 41 yards must be a little too long because Sheridan's coming back out with the rest of the offense here. Fourth and 9.
9:53 to play. Big fourth down opportunity for the Lumens defense. I'm going to call it an opportunity. Make a play here. Get a stop. Get that football back for your offense. And waiting for the football to get set. And play clock will start, 9:53. Sheridan there, Beatty in the backfield with him. Beatty actually stays in and protects pretty well when they're looking to pass, and Sheridan looking to go to the corner, up in the air, and incomplete. That's kind of a wild play call in that moment, I think, Brian. No one-on-one coverage there, but the throw goes over the head, and it hit the sideline, so it would have been a heck of a catch. And the Titans get the stop. High fives all around here in the stands in front of us. I'd love to see it. 9:47 to play. Titans trail by 4 with the football now at their own 23-yard line.
A little credit there for Marion Clay running step for step.
Halftime, Toledo St. Francis 14-0 lead over University of Detroit Jesuit Titans with a play to the left on first down. And Sattler looked like he had a hole. We could see him running through, coming over and putting a hit on him. The player from the Falcons, and that is Joe Muscat with the hit. 9:30 in the clock running. Titans call it three on first down. But anyway, Toledo St. Francis, Titans opponent next week at the Glass Bowl, and they lead it 14-0. So that's going to be another good matchup for the Titans. 2016.
Leslie over Michigan
Leslie
Center.
Leslie leading Michigan Center, but Cardinals keeping it close, having to come back, overcome a turnover for a touchdown. Meanwhile, they give to Gatewood to the outside. Turns it upfield. Over the 30, but hit right there. 31 for Gatewood. And that'll make it third down and three for Lumen Christi. And we got a injury timeout. Titan player down on the field. All the way across, so I can't make out who it is. And it looks like they're addressing the extremities. I'm hoping cramp. And it looks like that is the way they're treating it. 8:56, the clock stopped. 17-13 deficit for the Titans. You get a cramp stretch over on the sideline.
Nice cramp assist there by the Divine Child coaching staff. He was quick to help out the Lumen player lift that leg.
That's got to be a trainer. He's got the shoulder bag there ready to go. The Titans trainer not far behind to get over there and help stretch out that cramp too. And so we're momentarily a player down on the field, and it looks like a cramp stretch. Hey, shout out to those Titan cheerleaders. Do we have a cheerleader roster?
We do.
Well, we got a moment. Mattia Kanapaki, Maddie O'Neill, Libby Reese, Bella Rozek, Annabelle Beebe, Peyton Best, Brooklyn Daly, Claire Callahar, Jackie Brown, Maggie Knoll, Katie Scanlon, Lucy Rozek, Angela Butler, Ada Feller, Bethany Julian, and Allison White, the cheerleading crew out here for the Titans. And talented. I like when they take time and do their tumbling pass. There's some pretty good tumblers out there for the Titans. I imagine that equates to a little bit of gymnastics competition.
I know Lucy Rozak's good on the hardwood.
There you go.
Multi-talented.
And it looks like it was Mackie down with the cramp, coming off the field under his own power. And you can definitely see that cramp pain as he hydrates a little bit. He'll come to the sideline. Titans will come to the line of scrimmage. Third down and a long two. Sattler, the deep back, the give is to him to the left side, and he's tripped up right in the backfield. And that is Marcelo Vitti in to make the stop, and he'll make it fourth down and about four for the Titans. That looked like Sattler was just getting ready to turn on the afterburners, and instead he's dropped quickly. And a fourth down, we'll see what the Titans do. 8:35 to play. And the clock running, 17-13, they trail, and it looks like the punt unit will come out for Lumen Christi. Stops have been hard to come by here for the Falcons, for the Titans defense, rather, against this Falcons offense. Although they haven't, they had the one explosive play out of the broken play. Other than that, it's just been kind of controlled drives. Titans would love to take advantage of that stop they got. They do come out and run a play out in the flat for Sattler. Needs to break a tackle. Gets the line to gain. First down, Titans. Paul Sattler out of the backfield with a reception. What looked like it was maybe the punt team coming out, as Wes Lernwin in. Instead, it's the first down play, well designed and executed by the Titans. And Paul Sattler with a great effort at the end of that run to get the line to gain at the 36-yard line. The Titans with a fresh set of downs with under 8 minutes to play in this one, trailing by four.
I think that was designed, Steve. That kind of fooled you. They brought in like three different players. It looked like the punt unit coming in, and instead, quick snap.
Gaston again snaps. Rolling out, looking to throw. He's got learned on the sideline. No, into the slot and caught and down. That is Brogan with the catch. Right at midfield. First and 10 again for the Titans. We got 7:37 to play in Lumen now. Seems energized with that fourth down conversion. You can feel a little electricity, a little extra electricity from the fans here right in front of us and across the stands and even out there lining the fence in the end zone, watching their Titans march their way. 7:21 and running, and the Titans come with a first down at the 50.
Another little frozen rope there by Gaston.
Under center. Sattler, the deep back, they give it on the fullback trap, and well read by the Falcons, and that's one they maybe saw on film and stuffed it for a loss. Second and 11 from there.
Yeah, that's one of the first times I've ever seen Lumen Christi fullback dive like that get stuffed for a loss.
Yeah. Brennan Brogan on the carry. Little personnel change. Brogan will go out with Licky coming in. We're down to 6:43. Second 11 from your own 49. Lumen Christi with an I formation. Now offset. And a quick pass to the left side. Caught. He's going to get five. Six on the play. And they'll spot it at the 44 in Falcons territory. That'll make a third down and four for Lumen Christi. And that was Johnny Furness on the catch.
Good job by Furness, too, to get that extra couple yards diving. They grabbed his leg, and he picked up an extra two.
Another name that we don't always call in the offense. I mean, they've tossed it around to just about every jersey on the field at some point. And on this third down and a long four, shotgun for Benny Gaston. Furness goes in motion to the outside. They go into the middle of the field and caught. And that's learned. He's going to take it down past the 35 to the 34. First and 10 Titans again. And they continue to go through the air to move this offense down the field. And another BB from Benny Gaston to his receiver.
Another great play call, too, as Divine Child had everybody up on the line. They were expecting the Sattler run. Instead, that middle of the field open as those linebackers all came rushing in, kind of on a run blitz.
And not even a full play fake, Brian, but just the hesitation that they might hand it off. This time, contact goes in motion out of the backfield. Gaston hands off. Sattler bounces outside. He's got a good gain on first down. Dragon! There's a strong run by Paul Sattler past the 30. Down to about the 27-yard line. And that'll make a second down and 2.5 here for Lumen Christi. That line to gain just on the other side of the 25 with 5:03 to play. 17-13 the score in the Titans. The offense now, this team looks like they've got a little extra pep late in this game.
And that was good job by Sattler to keep the legs churning. And he sent Vitti back. And that's, I think, the first collision Vitti's lost tonight.
There's a pitch out to Sattler. Trying to get the edge now. Cuts it up. Slips it up. He's close to the line to gain. Brought down. Wait for that signal. And they'll move it. First and 10, Lumen Christi from the 24. Paul Sattler getting just enough. And that's heads up to know what you need to get and giving you that extra effort to make that yard that you need to get there after contact. Contact will come out of the game. Wes Learn and Isaac Mackey back in after a cramp brought him to the sideline. 4:33 to go, and the clock's still running in a four-point game here. Titans offense slowed down. A fourth down conversion back in their own territory has really energized them. I formation, learned in motion going left. Gaston hands off to Sattler, trying to bounce it outside left, gets a step. Fakes in, moves outside, and he's going to get to the 20, and a flag comes in, and we may get a face mask or some sort of a roughness penalty. It looked like on the tackle, and that was
Vitti as well.
That was double. What was the call? I missed it.
I think they kind of got him with a horse collar.
Yeah, that looked like what they might get, and that was Antonio Solares Vite making that tackle, and it just looked like he grabbed him around the neck, and that neck and head area tackling becomes a problem. So they had a decent gain anyway, but now we'll move it down to the 11-yard line. Clock at 4:13, 17-13 Titans trail. This drive has just been electric for Lumen Christi. We've seen Benny Gaston. We're seeing him really mature at the quarterback spot throughout the season. Today he's looked great. They hand off to Sattler, and again he tries to bounce it to the left side. Dives in. He's going to maybe get back to the line of scrimmage. Nothing more. Second and 10.
Cameron with the stop. Second down and 10 for the Titans.
Paul Sattler running tough tonight. Everything's coming tough, but he's been rugged.
If you're Lumen Christi right now, every series, you know you have four plays.
3:33 now and the clock ticking down. A little personnel shift. Gatewood back into the game. Furness. Sattler's still the running back, and Gaston out of the shotgun. Furness goes in motion, split out wide right. They throw to Gatewood out of the backfield. Breaks a tackle. No, he's brought down, to the 6-yard line. And that'll make it third down and 5 here for Lemon Christie.
I feel like when Gatewood comes in and lines up there, they do like that little screen to him. Mm-hmm. They want to give him the ball out in space a little bit, see if he can't make somebody miss.
That's the move. I mean, he's a decent runner, but like you said, he's not a guy you want right now going between the tackles. You want him out in space, get somebody one-on-one and beat him. So third down at about 5, 2 tries to get that line to gain. Still room for a first down, but how about the end zone for the Titans? Gaston with a play fake. That's got to be... I don't love that. Gaston went out as a receiver. They throw it into him. I think that contact comes a little early. Incomplete pass, and Gaston took a beating on that play. I think that contact's a little early, a step early. Gaston goes to get the play from the sideline. Now 4th and 5 for the Titans.
Yeah, Lumen kind of running that little Philly special where they pitch it to somebody and Gaston goes out. And you're right, Steve. That hit definitely came before the ball reached him. That should be first down and goal at the 3 instead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is it.
This is it for the moment. 2:33. It feels huge. And now we got a timeout. Is that the Falcons?
Timeout, Divine Child.
We'll keep it here while Divine Child calls a timeout.
There's second.
I did get an update. Jackson High, first play of the fourth quarter. Tecumseh scored on an interception return, and they lead the Vikings 27-14.
And Michigan Center, after falling down 20-8, all the way back with a 23-20 lead at the end of 3 over Leslie.
That is a dynamic Cardinals offense this season. They can put up points quickly. Meanwhile, end of 6, Tigers still holding a 3-1 lead over the Boston Red Sox. Tigers need 2 to clinch a playoff spot. There are other ways they can get in, depending on what Houston does, but if they get 2 wins, they can't be denied. And all your playoff Tigers games on Fox Sports 101.9 FM this season, it's all the odds are pointing toward them getting in. Just where will they be and who will they have to play matters. Titans fans to their feet on a 4th down and 5 play from the 6. Gaston under center. Kind of a big set. I formation. Running that play clock down to 15. Gaston stands up, takes a look. Hard counting them here. And they'll take a timeout probably. They do. So the Titans will talk it over, figure out what they're going to run here on 4th and 5. Keep it here on the broadcast again.
Yeah, that's, excuse me, Steve, that's Lumen's second timeout now. So this is pretty much... They have to score here with 2:33 and only 1 timeout left. I don't think there's enough time for them to their defense to hold if they don't score.
Game coverage brought to you by Aeroquip Credit Union, improving the financial quality of your life. Thank you to Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, our touchdown sponsor. You've been hearing from all of our folks all game. Thank you to Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Online at MinutemanSewer.com. Huddle is broken. Titans, I wish this was on the other end of the field. I have a much better view down that way. 4th and 5 from the right hash. 6-yard line for the Titans. They can get a first down. But the end zone looks real attractive from this distance. Single back. Gaston looking to throw. Goes outside one-on-one and... The defender jumps the play. Giancarlo. No, that is the other. Solares Vite knocks it down. Incomplete pass. And with 2:29 to go, 17-13. Titans trail.
Yeah, Vite, the Eastern Michigan commit, showed you why right there. Good length, good speed, good anticipation.
Back underway over at Northwest, and they've cut the lead to 18-15 with 2:17 to go in the third. We have 2:29 here. And
timeout. Final one of the second half for Divine Child.
Divine Child takes their final timeout with 2:29 to go, and we'll see what's going to happen here. I hesitate to run through any scenarios in my head, Brian. We're just going to call it as we see it as it happens. It looks rough for the Titans, and what a drive to stall down there. And, you know, it was a bang-bang play there with almost a 50-50 ball on that pass out. And we saw Benny Gaston be so accurate on that drive a handful of times. Really love watching him throw because he really does put some stank on it. And it's like playing – it's like your quarterback is the jugs machine, the way they've been – he's been putting it right in that – you put your hands up over your numbers, and it's been right in that spot all night.
And you said he's seeing him mature, and I do believe that.
His play fakes are better every week we see them.
Steve, I said Lumen wouldn't get the ball back. With one timeout, they might still be able to, but they cannot give up a first down.
Yeah, they really need a – let's get a turnover there. It's direct snap to Vitti. That's Marcello running, and he's going to be close to the line to gain. And they do signal first down there. 2:21 left. Clock stops to move the chains. They'll set the ball down. The clock starts.
Yeah, that was a big.
And big I don't see them doing anything except direct snaps to Vitti the rest of the way. Titans are just going to have to be able to stand up for that. Although it looks like, is that Sheridan back there? No.
It's still Vitti, yep.
They'll run this clock all the way down. It's 5 seconds now. Takes a snap a little low. Running to the left side. Gets up the sideline. Breaks a tackle and just a bulldozer through there to another first down for the Falcons.
Boy, the way they're doing, they've done those two plays with direct snap to Vitti. It makes you almost wonder why they didn't do that more.
It looks like the Jackson High offense with Ramirez back there. Sometimes their most effective thing is just snap and let him run, pick the hole. First down and now down to 138, 17-13. Again, the Titans trail by four. Dearborn Divine Child undefeated. These 13 points the Titans have scored are the first 13 points scored on Divine Child all season. But it may be four too few as they run the clock down 8 seconds. Still 120 on the game clock. And now the Titans are going to go offsides.
I thought.
Did they snap it and kneel it?
They did, and then the Titans offensive or defensive lineman really hammered the tackle.
Gosh, who's that? That kid is big. Those kid that was over there by the officials. 57 seconds in the clock running, and yeah, I think this is where we're going to settle, Brian, at the end of this game. 17-13. Well-contested game. It was the Titans made a great drive there at the end. Came up short by about 6 yards. And there's the victory formation, the kneel down, and that's going to do it. 17-13, our final celebration from Dearborn Divine Child on the sideline.
That's a playoff-like celebration there.
That goes
shows
to show
you how big a game this is.
This is a Division IV football team celebrating a big win over a Division VI Lemon Christie team. And now we're getting some posturing at midfield in the handshake line. And now some coaches are coming out. Again, that's another thing, Brian, I'll point out right now. You don't want to have any of this, like a little shoving. But what I saw right away was there were leadership from both teams getting in there to break it up. The coaches come out, and it does settle down all the way. But there were good leaders and student leadership from the team saying, hey, knock it off players. So really nice. Even though it uglies up what was a really good football game that both teams played that went down to the wire. But another out of that, you get to see leadership from the football team to say, hey, that nothing ends up happening. You're getting actually a great handshake line now. And I bet there are some players that are going to be running some laps or doing some kind of a penalty for acting that way at the handshake line.
Well, and I've always been a big proponent of great sportsmanship, but football's always one where I always question why you even do a handshake line.
You've been out there
beating on each other for a whole game, and then you're expected to shake hands, and sometimes, you know, that's a big ask.
And I never would have done anything pushing, shoving, demonstrative, but I always feel like a fraud saying good game. I don't believe you played a good game. I'm mad at you, but I do it anyway, and you cut your teeth and you do it, bite your tongue, whatever. 17-13, the final against Titans fall to Dearborn Divine Child tonight. at home. Again, a really great back-and-forth game. The number three team in Division 6 versus the number three team in Division 4. And Division 4 wins by 4 on the road. And it could have gone either way on that last play or at any moment during that fourth quarter. It really was a well-played game. It's a shame one team has to win. And it's a shame it's not the Titans tonight. But let's go ahead and take our last commercial break of the night. We'll come back, get our player of the game. I'll get you all the scores we can find from around the area. Final here, 17-13. Dearborn Divine Child a winner on WKHM.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921. Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
This is the postgame here, 17-13, our final. Lumen Christi falls at the hands of the Dearborn Divine Child Falcons. Just a tough one. And again, it was bang, bang, back and forth the whole game. It was, you know, just pushing, push back. Nobody was ever able to really take control and dominate. It was just up in the air until the last 2 minutes. And if that catch goes one way, it's a Lumen win. If it goes the other way, it's a Falcons win. So it really was just a battle of two really good teams, and the Falcons got the edge. And really, I think back, Brian, to that broken play and the long touchdown. If that's even a little bit different, things can, you know, so it just takes one moment, one big play. And I had kind of said that at the half, saying, you know, I think somebody's going to make a big play. And I kind of anticipated it could be Lumen Christi on their home turf, but the Falcons got it. And it was really a great play by Sheridan to escape the blitz, find that guy open, and Sheridan's going to, I feel like he's going to be one of those guys that we're talking about eventually playing at the next level. That's the kind of player he looks like. And, of course, Divine Child has a couple D1 commits. They're not a bad team. They're now unbeaten. They go to 5-0, and they are next in action. Detroit U of D Jesuit, so that won't be they'll be big-time favorites in that one. Jesuit was losing to Toledo St. Francis tonight. We had an update. It was 14-0, so they'll likely be punching bag a little bit for Divine Child. Just one of those years for Jesuit where you're just, hey, it's a little bit of a down year, and you're playing a very good league and a bunch of good teams. Meanwhile, the Titans rest of their schedule, so next week they go down to take on Toledo St. Francis at the Glass Bowl, which is the name of their stadium. Sounds like it's pretty cool down there. We've never been. Then they come home and play New Market Huron Heights on the 10th. Then they're at Traverse City St. Francis on the 18th, and then the CHSL Bowl on the 25th. That's the rest of the schedule for Lumen. So, gosh, you look at Toledo St. Francis on the road and Traverse City St. Francis on the road. Those are two games that you can't pencil in as wins easily. Titans are going to have to rebound from this and pick up their game and pick up their cleats and get out there and go back to work. And if Benny Gaston plays like he played tonight, they're going to have a chance. They're going to be in a lot of games. Benny Gaston's going to be our player of the game tonight. Had the two touchdown runs for a total of about 1 yard, but really showed off the arm tonight in a way he hasn't yet this season that we've seen. And really watching him develop and turn into a nice leader for the team at quarterback. And the arm strength, especially on those short passes, just throwing darts. Those are going straight at that receiver and right hit, not just the power, but the accuracy too. And so good game for Benny Gaston, the best we've seen him play as a passer on the season so far.
Yeah, I thought you said it really well when it happened that you feel like you're personally watching him mature in front of your eyes, and I believe it, Steve. He's making some throws now we didn't see him make early in the season. He looks more confident as he's releasing the ball, getting the ball out quickly. He looks like, okay, I'm the next one. I'm in line. I'm here to be a good Lumen Christi quarterback, and he showed that off tonight, that's for sure.
And we mentioned it, and I won't dwell on it long, and maybe it was just that play in that moment, but when he did take off and run a little bit, you'd like to see him turn into more of a runner the way we've seen past Lumen Christi quarterbacks be able to do in the open field to get an extra 2, 3, 4 yards after contact. But if that's not his game, then that's not his game, and I'm not trying to judge. I'm just saying if that was another layer to his game, it'd be nice to have Coach Brogan in the squad.
Not a big fella, really. I even said I liked watching him slide one time because you don't want to be out for the season just trying to get an extra 1 or 2 yards. Now, this game's a big one, and you're hoping you do what you can, but I thought he did. Boy, I tell you what, I thought he got hit early on what I said was like the Philly special where they threw it to him. And if that play, if they throw the flag there, it's going to be first and goal from the 3, and we might be talking about a Titan victory right now.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's how close this game was. It's a game of inches, and Titans got 4 inches less than, 4 inches, 4 points. That's the difference in the game. Good game, Dearborn Divine Child. Again, their defense made some good plays. Made some good reads against a Lumen Christi offense that fools you over and over again. So nothing to take away from Dearborn Divine Child. They did play well. They're going to play well the rest of the year, and they're going to be a force in that Division IV postseason, really, with the VD crew out there, 3 different VDs, all of them playing well, and a couple of them going to play college at the Division I level, which you don't see all the time. So, good game tonight. We did have some updates. Michigan Center all the way back, matter of fact, in the lead, 29-20 in their game against Leslie at our last update, unless you've got something else.
No, that was said 10 minutes left, and that was a while ago, so it's got to be getting to an end now.
3:37 in the game, Tecumseh, 34-14 leaders over Jackson, so it looks like Tecumseh will wrap that one out, and Jackson will take another L. We'll see them next week. We're going to be at Jackson High. They're hosting Monroe, and check us out at 6:45 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the kickoff. Our last update from, again, Lumen Christi's opponent next week on the road. Toledo St. Francis was a 14-0 lead over U of D Jesuit. And our last update from Northwest with 2:17 in the third. Marshall was leading that one, but only 18-15, so a pretty good game. Go Mounties on that one. And our Detroit Tigers update as they try to make the playoffs. At the end of seven, they're still leading it 3-1. So good stuff for the Tigers tonight. Player of the game, Benny Gaston. Any final thoughts, Brian?
Well, my final thoughts are if you happen to just show up here tonight as a casual football fan, just want to see a good game, and somebody asks you tomorrow what you did, and you said, I went to a high school football game. Oh, how was it? You're going to say, that was a great game.
It was.
If you didn't have a dog in the fight and you weren't a Lumen fan, you were just treated to a really good high school football game with two good teams that I expect we're going to see. You know, I don't think it's hyperbole to say we might see them both at Ford Field.
Yeah, separate games.
Yeah,
maybe even different days, but they could both go there. They're definitely two teams capable. All right, so from Lumen Christi High School for Luke Moorhead, make sure you tune him in tomorrow morning, Sports Saturday at 9 a.m. He'll have all the scores and probably some highlights from this game for you. And I think I'm going to pressure Luke into laying out exactly what the Tigers, all the scenarios for the Tigers. To make the postseason, what seeds could they get, all those things. So, Luke, I'm sure you were already planning that, but I'm pressuring you because I might tune in just to hear that tomorrow. K105.3 Fall Fest and Chili Classic downtown Jackson starts at noon. Chili tasting starts at 2. Live music, Kids Kingdom, that's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks to all of our sponsors, especially Minute Maid Sewer and Drain, our presenting sponsor for high school football all season and throughout the playoffs. And thanks to the crew up here at Lumen Christi in the booth. This really is our last time coming up here, unless they get a home playoff game, and then we might be back. But for the regular season, that's our last one. We're at Monroe, or we're at Jackson next week for Monroe. The following week, we go see Northwest Western. Then that next week, we go to Adrian for Jackson, and then Lumen Christi to wrap up our regular season coverage for their conference bowl event. So, yeah, it's still a lot of football left to play, and who knows how long the playoff run we could get from a couple area teams. But for now, we'll wrap it up from here. Luke Moorhead, the Professor Brian Haynes. I'm Steve Boyle. We'll talk to you next week.
Our live coverage of Jackson area football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com is brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Omni, The Brokerage House, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Jackson Public Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Kelly Express Mart, Performance Automotive Northwest, Grimes Plumbing, Blue Ox Credit Union, Will Be Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, AeroQuip Credit Union, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau Jenkins Insurance Agency, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Trips Collision Center, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Trading, King's Equipment, and Double Chiropractic.